Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
405 DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Pretty nice out there. Dave, we're going to see some rain a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, it very, very late tonight. There's not any rain around for the evening, so don't be concerned about that. Tomorrow is kind of a wet day into tomorrow night, and it's mainly rain. Could there be a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning? Yes, but it's nothing widespread and certainly nothing strong or severe. So it's kind of like a fall rain tomorrow and tomorrow night. 74 for the high temperature tomorrow. Wednesday, kind of a gloomy start, but the sun's out for the afternoon. 78 for the high on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny and 82. Friday, partly sunny. Maybe a spot thunder shower around 82 degrees on Friday. A little better chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms around over the weekend, but that's a long way away. Don't forget, it's time for the fall forecast coming up on Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, the 24th of August, September, October, November in St. Louis.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Never been more ready for fall.
Me too. I'm ready.
Oh, I know. This really? Summer tomorrow's, really is getting me.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow's going to feel like a fall day. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's going to kind of look like a fall day, too.
I'm wearing socks tomorrow.
Don't, me too.
Don't tell her she can't.
You know what?
Just socks?
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just wearing socks, Dave. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I told Dave and Trish I was going to wear socks with my Birkenstocks.
Do it.
I think I might. You know
I
what?
Wouldn't judge at all.
It's really comfortable.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Nick, and if anyone looks at me sideways, I'm going to say, let me live my life.
Nick is a very attractive 27-year-old guy. He does it, and he does it with shorts, and he pulls his socks up to his knees. I'm like, you're
yeah,
just,
sounds very
you're
attractive.
Just daring people now. Like. What is this real question? So having just traveled, and I noticed for the first time, Rage, we have a bunch of Smart Mouth in the office, as you know, and the toothpaste are 3.4 ounces, which means you can take them on the plane. I'm sure that's why. What happens at 3.5 ounces? Do we know? Like, why does it become dangerous at that point?
You can make something out of it. Sorry, you asked Rachel.
We looked it up. Andrew looked it up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was something about, like, someone tried to sneak an explosive device in through the liquid or something.
Yeah, it was basically like... It's sort of like how they won't sell you pseudoephedrine, like, up to a certain amount. Like, past that certain amount is where you could potentially start to make
it's
it a little
dangerous.
It's weird,
though, because you can, like, I bought a bottle of wine in Florida that we didn't drink, and I was just going to bring it back. And you can check it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because I could fill that full of nitroglycerin or something, and if I'm willing to die on the plane, then...
But there's a couple things to that, right? Like, number one, you can't access your checked bags. So you can't do any, you know, if you have nitroglycerin in there, you can't do anything to that substance once you've checked it because you don't have access to those bags. And then also, don't they check everything in the checked bag? Like, don't they make sure they scan your bottle of wine with whatever kind of magic device that they must have that to see if it's just wine in there or whatever? I don't know how they do it.
and I'm not saying, like, let's be less safe, but it just seems...
I've always thought that was weird, too, how it's like you can bring a gun onto a plane if it's, like, checked in a bag. I always thought that was very strange.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Keep it local and buy your produce from the best of the Midwest at Schnucks. Here's some headlines you may not have heard yet already today. Although, you know, some of them I'm sure you've heard in the top and the bottom of the hour news. This one's for you, Dave Murray. Researchers predict that an extreme heat belt will expand by 20%. 53. This extreme heat belt refers to parts of the country that experience days with a heat index of more than 125 degrees. It's currently limited to parts of the Southwest and certain pockets of the Midwest, but scientists predict that by 2053, that area will include a large portion of the Midwest stretching from Texas and Louisiana all the way up to the Great Lakes.
Michael Calhoun and I just did a big thing on that, and he'll be playing that. I think it starts tomorrow morning, though. I'm not sure, but it's
no
a
spoilers.
Wow, given Michael
I'll
the exclusive,
it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
We don't get to hear about it.
That's interesting.
You'll have to tune in tomorrow, I guess.
No. Yeah, the thing to remember is that it's a headline. It's grabbing a headline. It's being put out by a news agency. So I always wonder about that. Are they just trying to get some eyeballs to their site? Not sure about that. But it's a computer model. As I told Michael, there's 13 computer models I can look at to put together a daily forecast for 5 days, maybe 7 days. I never really use any of them. I look at them, but I don't trust them. It's not forecasting. It's just a model. And it's as good as the data that gets put into it. And when you start talking, I have enough trouble 7 days out. You know, a model that's forecasting 20, 30, 40 years out. We've already seen these models kind of cave in on each other when global warming was the big thing. And they keep adding different things. And the amount of information and the information they're using is a little bit in question. But, you know, it grabs a headline. There's no question about it. It's like California is going to have the mega flood in the next 20 years. Okay, whatever.
All right. Thank you, Dave. So did you guys see that Iran is denying involvement in the attack on Salman Rushdie? I feel like I said that like salmon. Is it Salman Rushdie?
Salman or
Sal? Yeah, it's not Salman Rushdie. I think it's Solomon.
Salman Rushdie.
Yeah. It's Solomon.
It's not Solomon, but it's pronounced more like that than salmon.
Solomon?
Yeah, Salman.
I am sorry to all for...
I'm sorry for that segment.
But yeah, Iran is denying involvement. Also related to this story, Dave and I were freaking out about this in the office. We had no idea. Padma Lashmi shared a message of support for her ex-husband. I did not know that they were married.
No, that's more shocking than he got stabbed to me.
I think I did only because I watched Top Chef a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like her and I read about her.
and I watch her.
And I watch her and I think she's pretty.
Okay, speaking of flying and the amount of ounces you can bring checked or unchecked onto a plane, airfare has fallen again in July and they are likely to continue falling throughout the autumn forecast. So that's
good.
Yeah, that's really good news. A domestic ticket for September or October will be about 37% less expensive than its peak in May.
I have a question. If you bought, so let's say you're traveling, in the fall, anytime in the fall, and you bought airline tickets and the prices are going down, should you call the airline and say, hey, your tickets are a little bit cheaper now. Do I get a refund? Mm. I don't know how that works.
I don't either.
I know with Southwest, you can cancel your tickets and rebook them at no charge.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But I know other airlines will charge you like $200 or something to try to change the price.
I booked our Florida trips on Expedia just because I don't know what I'm doing. And I then wanted to change some things and it cost me. So I called American Airlines, who I now hate, and it cost me $50 per person just to make changes, like just to get seats. And then it was $18 per seat just to get a seat.
In addition to the $50.
Yes. And so by the time it's like $300.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get everyone because I'm taking the kids, I'm taking their significant others, I'm responsible for everybody. I want us all sitting together. So whatever number he said, I'm like, yes, put it on my credit card. But yeah,
that's dumb. If there's seats available, what's it to them?
Mm-hmm. Also, well,
if you move it around, what's the charge for?
Yeah. Also, I think this was Mayor Pete who suggested and is trying to push through, and I'm all for it, that if you are delayed by whatever it happens to be more than 5 hours, 6 hours, they have a number that you get like half of your airfare refunded.
I think that's cool.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I asked the kids, like, check me on this. I've been telling people we had an 8-hour layover. And Nick said, yeah, 7.5. A 7.5
hour. And it was supposed to be an hour.
It was supposed to be an hour. Like, you are telling me that I don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But
an extra hour, you're inconveniencing me. I'm not happy. But 8 hours, that's a day out of my vacation.
Yeah.
How dare you?
But is that going to make things worse? I mean, if they have to then turn around and start refunding people half of all their
airfares. But that's their problem.
Yeah.
I mean, fair is fair.
Get your stuff together.
Sure
the fact that you now suddenly suck at what you do is not my problem.
Yeah.
And because it's so important, we have a whole division of the government dedicated to it. We don't have a donut division, which is a damn crime. But I mean, you know, the obviously
we should.
Although, people are
trying to fly around and do stuff, and it's important enough that we have the government's involved. So do something.
So everyone's looking for people who want to work. Walgreens is paying signing bonuses of up to $75,000 to try to attract pharmacists.
Wait a minute.
To their location.
I can't do that. I was about ready to switch jobs. I was like, wait, I can't be a pharmacist.
You can fake it real good for a while.
Oh, I can count.
Wait, what are your symptoms? All right, get them there.
Take some RoboDozen.
I know. When I saw that $75,000, I'm like, man, I wish I had a skill.
You're just
because I would love to get one of these jobs.
Wait, the anything. Next person who needs Xanax, like one for you, one for me. Trish Gazelle, pharmacist.
The rule here is you got to share with the pharmacist.
You're just openly popping them.
Oh, I love these things. You're going to have a great time.
About three
I almost
right
worked
now.
At Walgreens for like a second.
That was such great time. And she goes, wait a second. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm more than a little hurt, though. It's like being on a date with your wife. They're like, he's single? What? Oh, never mind.
Oh, $75,000.
Didn't realize that.
Oh, God.
This will be my final story. This makes me so sad because I really like Tom Holland, Spider-Man. He just shared a video on his official Instagram account saying that he had been struggling with his mental health. He says, I find Instagram and Twitter to be overstimulating and overwhelming. I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about myself online, and it's very detrimental to my mental state. So I'm taking a step back and I'm deleting the app.
Good for him.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I can't.
I mean, we get it on some level, but not like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even walk out of your house.
Yeah.
Right.
Crazy. People just creating content about you all the time, assuming things about you.
I had a question. So I don't really care that much about the Kardashians, but you have to deal with them. You can't avoid them. And I was just wondering.
Such a great way of putting it.
Yeah, I was wondering, Rach, if like, and I could just ask my daughter because she's in this generation, but do you sense that, like, the Kardashians have become something that younger teenagers make fun of?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know if they make fun of
them. Like, eventually, everything goes stale, right?
Yeah.
Everything goes stale. Every band, every comedian, it's like, oh, yeah, that guy was good 40 years ago. I'm just wondering when that happens. Like, Kim just posted, you probably saw it. I saw it on my news feed, where she was in the gym wearing a string bikini and thigh highs.
Boots. Oh, my God.
And
ridiculous.
It makes me sick because it's like, what a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
Right.
And we're just
but it works.
Falling in line.
Like, I need the next generation to come blow a bunch of stuff away.
I don't know. They
I
just
can't
seem,
do it.
They seem indestructible. They really do. Like, they can do anything and nobody cares. One story I have about Kim Kardashian is they're actually taking bets. Sports books are on who she's going to date next.
Wow.
I swear.
Oh, man.
And Van Jones from CNN, which I don't see that at all. He's in the lead with 11%. Ray J and Nick Cannon are tied for second with 9.1% chance. And the other two in the top five, Chris Evans and Jamie Foxx.
What are my odds?
You're not on the list. I don't know. Maybe you made the top 20.
I'll put 100 on you.
I think
that's the worst that could
happen. Why not?
I think I saw Donald Trump on the list.
Oh.
Like, come on, guys. What are we even doing?
I'll put a dollar on Donald Trump.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Earlier in the show, off the air, we were talking about one of the Schnuck stores that is struggling because there are so many, I don't want to say homeless people because I don't know that that's true, but people who are accosting customers. And, you know, Schnucks is talking to the local city and county and like, hey, we're doing our part. Why can't you do your part? Now there's all this drama. There's a new thing going on, not so much in St. Louis yet, but it's hitting the big cities where people put notes on cars saying, pay me so I don't have to rob you. You know, I'm tired of stealing. Here's my PayPal or my
Venmo.
My Venmo. Send me $50.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And at the risk of being Mr. Go Get a Job, because I understand it's not always that easy. When we were down in Florida, we were grilling one night next to a guy who was exactly my age from somewhere up north in Illinois, and he owns his own carpet cleaning business. And he said, I do it all myself because I can't hire anyone. And he said, my most recent ad was $30 an hour. And he said, no one answered it. It's crazy. I mean, $30 an hour.
Yeah.
You can live pretty well on $30 an hour. And I know that not everyone who's homeless or asking people for money or, you know, robbing or stealing. And I know it's not as easy as to go get a job. But for a lot of people.
I mean, if you're robbing and stealing, I think it is as easy as like, let's try a different avenue here.
Yeah, but you know as well as I do that, especially in inner cities, especially St. Louis, the whole narrative of let's be compassionate to these people because they've had a hard way to go and no one chooses this lifestyle has turned into what St. Louis is, which is just this broiling crock of crap where no one gets arrested for anything.
Yeah, it's a free for all.
And the people who do get arrested get put out on the street. We're not going to prosecute them. And it's, you know, it's turned into this. I mean, look at San Francisco. San Francisco was defund the police and now it's gone the other way because they tried that and there's so much crime. And now people, it's just one of those things, like, not in my backyard. And so once the crime starts affecting the people who want to defund the police, then they're like, okay, that was stupid.
Maybe this is worth a bigger conversation someday. I don't think we've ever had it. Like, what you guys think about if someone's has a criminal record and or, you know, something on their record pertaining to drugs. Like, they usually don't get a shot at this, quote unquote, good jobs. And what you guys think about that. Like, are employers and companies too hard on people that have a record or have a record of troubled past, even though they may be completely fine now and reformed? Because I'm sure a lot of those people, that would be the case with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I believe people are capable of change. I mean, especially if you're a Christian, that's the whole point, right? Like, your entire life can be turned around because you believe. So I don't get why you would believe in that but not believe that someone could have a criminal record and then become a different person.
Yeah, I think if we're going to complain, then we need to step up and do other stuff. And that doesn't mean, I mean, you have to be careful. Jeff Smith, who does a big thing about second chance and the job fair, and, you know, he spent time in prison and I'm sure he would tell you, yeah, don't hire everyone. Don't hire someone just because they're in prison. Be really extra careful. But yeah, I think so. I think you have to give people another chance. 439 DGS. Happy Monday to you. Dave Murray says it's going to rain tonight and tomorrow. High of 73 tomorrow, which is going to feel like 50. So have fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. No one can stop me. You want to do Sweet 16?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip could not be here today. He's washing cars. but he should be here next week. Best sidekicks. Best doesn't necessarily mean good. They can be feckless or stupid or what have you, but just iconic sidekicks. It can be fictional or a real person. Rachel, you start.
Ooh, I get to start. I'm going to go for my number one pick, Andy Richter.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
He is kind of, I mean, wouldn't you love to have him on the show?
Oh, God. I would trade any two of you for Andy. Yeah.
Hey.
I'm kind of Andy. I'm an Andy Richter type. Well, fat named
Andrew.
Oh, my
God. All right, I'm going in the same vein, but a little older.
Huh? I said good head of hair.
Ed McMahon.
Was that the one you're talking about today at lunch?
Yeah, that's what popped in my head. Did you have that?
No, because I wasn't thinking real people.
Oh, okay.
I was going with all fictional
people.
Oh, well.
I'm going to say the classic, mentioned him at lunch, Garfunkel.
You're just not going to talk into that mic.
Oh, he is not a sidekick.
He is the sidekick.
He would take real umbrage with that.
I'm sure he would. I think there are more than one sidekick, I think, that would take umbrage to being
question.
Called a sidekick.
Do all sidekicks think that they're not the sidekick?
Do you think he's a sidekick?
Garfunkel?
Yeah. I mean,
he became a sidekick.
Maybe became. It was not meant to be. Well, let me also say in the same breath, he said Hall & Oates, which I get what you're saying because one's more popular than the other, but those are more duos than main guy sidekick.
Yeah, it's not Simon with Garfunkel. It's Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay. So I'm looking at it.
Schooled on Garfunkel, buddy.
It's a fair point because I'm looking at it like, by default, just the more popular one is the main one and the other one's the sidekick, but it's popular. It's possible that there's just a duo where one's more popular. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I think that's a flaw. I apologize.
Well, I don't care.
To Garfunkel.
I mean,
yeah, we couldn't care less.
To Garfunkel doesn't deserve that.
Money.
I'm a huge fan. Sam from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Mr. Pudgy Hobbit friend.
I don't know which is the sidekick, but I'm going to go Gilligan and Skipper.
I thought about that. I wondered which one was the...
Because to me, Gilligan's a sidekick,
but it's his show. It's his island.
Right.
But so. I would also kind of say Gilligan
Wait
is the sidekick.
Minute. Oh, yeah.
Because the Skipper was the Skipper.
Okay, right. Really stupid question. Was that his role on the show? Like, was he the assistant to the Skipper?
He was the first mate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the Skipper have a name?
That's a good one.
Yes, Jonas Grumby.
Okay. Is that the actor or the character?
No, that's the character.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a good trivia question.
Played by Jonas Grumby.
Of the famous Grumbies.
I'm going to say Gilligan.
Back to Rach.
Okay. So originally this was going to be an Elite Eight of the best, like, good sidekicks and bad sidekicks. And when you said bad sidekicks, the first person that popped into my head was Scrappy Doo.
Same.
Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, same. Hate Scrappy.
Literally the first.
To a sidekick.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about I'll just say it. I was thinking about Scrappy-Doo in the shower this morning. I don't know why I don't know why he just popped into my head, but I was like, bad sidekicks would be a
so
good one.
Weird. You are.
What could possibly make you think of Scrappy-Doo in the shower?
I was thinking about this old
tweet. He was going
tweet.
Scrappy, so there Scrappy-Doo.
There's this Twitter account that tweets out like bits and pieces from old fan fiction across the internet. And one of their most famous tweets that everybody really latched onto a few years ago, they just tweeted the word Scrappy-Doo was found dead in Miami as like the start of a fan fiction art like story. And that made me laugh. And I thought about that this morning in the shower.
Everyone's seen it, but I love the guy who's now on SNL who does Trump.
Yeah,
the Scooby-Doo one. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
He's just like, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Oh, James Austin Johnson.
Really did nothing. If you think about it, it's so good.
That guy's really good.
Rich.
I just did Scooby.
Trish.
Oh. Okay. I think we have to put all three of them down, but you guys can argue with me if not. George, Elaine, and Kramer. Or do you just want to put George?
I would say George is the...
Yeah.
Is the sidekick.
Okay, George. Costanza. Seinfeld. Yeah. In case anyone doesn't know. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, there could be one person
George,
out there who doesn't
comma,
know.
Costanza. Period, Seinfeld.
How about Renfield?
Mm-hmm.
He was Dracula's little buddy who like went out and got victims for him or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was kind of crazy.
It's a good one.
Is that his familiar?
Yeah, sort of. There wasn't really a name for it, I think, back in the, you know.
Back in the vampire days.
Back in the vampire days, but I would say, yeah.
To me, this is the winner, Barty Fife.
Oh,
good one.
Oh, perfect.
Bev from sales just texted me that.
Oh, look at that. Great minds.
Yeah.
I was watching Sunday mornings on CBS yesterday. It's more gentle than the usual Sunday shows. And they had the most interesting... it was Ted Koppel, who, shock, is still alive, and he went to Mount Airy, which is the actual Mayberry, okay? Now, people go there all the time. It's slammed because they have, like, Floyd's Barbershop and, you know, a diner and all these Ford Galaxies, you know, that are made up to look like squad
That's
cars.
So cool. That is.
Well, here's the thing, though. And so you see all these people, and they're, you know, and I'm a huge Andy Griffith guy. And I have said on the show before, like, wouldn't it be great if we could all just live like that? And then someone would remind me, like, well, yeah, but it wasn't the greatest time for if you were black or if you were gay. So Ted Koppel gets on a bus full of these people. And he's like, look, I don't want to make this about politics, but I'm just curious. And there's probably 50 people on the bus. How many of you think that the election was valid? And 2 out of 50 raise their hand. And it goes from there, like, they're all Trumpers. And it's still an election. The January 6th was staged. It was BLM. And all these people are just like on their way to Floyd's barbershop. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah. And then Ted Koppel was saying, well, you know, the early 60s were not a great time if you're African-American or if you were LGBT. And the people are just like,
no.
Yeah, it was really.
That's not me.
And then at the end, the one lady on the bus goes, you better not cut this up to make us look like a bunch of podunks. I'm like, well, he's going to need a lot of editing.
Yeah.
And you thought that sounded really cool, Rachel? You would said that you said that sounded
what?
When he was describing the setup, you were like, oh, that sounds so cool.
Well, it did sound cool.
That's
and
not
really,
what he meant. He was going really, after you and he chickened out.
What other?
No. I know what you
I'm
did.
I'm kidding.
Yes, you were.
You
what
were
other
not.
Place could you visit that still, that show, when's the last time it aired?
I mean, 68?
Was it even in color? At
for
all
a little
ever
bit.
Okay. My was point it? Is, what other
you know
show?
A lot about these TV
yes,
shows.
What's that?
What other show could draw a crowd like that?
Yeah.
Where you know what I'm saying? Where yeah. they set the fictional town up? Maybe The Simpsons or something.
Captain Grumpy could never.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
Wanna do a couple here? Doing the Sweet 16 of Sidekicks. Where do we leave off?
I believe we left off with you,
Barney,
saying Barney.
Rach.
Garth from Wayne's World.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trish.
Going old again. Ethel from I Love Lucy.
That's one of the first classics, though. That's
yeah.
great. Do you know that she was hired into Hollywood to be the next Marilyn Monroe?
Ethel?
Like,
what's her real name?
Vivian Vance.
Ethel Mertz.
We need to get Dave on a trivia show. Dave knows the answer to all of these questions.
This is my wife, Mert.
Yeah, this is why I can't do math, because I know Jonas Grumby and Vivian Vance.
Okay, so she was going to be
she
like
was
the
be the
tamale?
Sex bot.
Oh, wow.
In fact, she had to gain 20 or 30 pounds to play Ethel because she was too sexy and hot.
She was overshadowing Lucy.
She was overshadowing Lucy. That's interesting.
That is.
Dave, I love that you know this. And his fun fact was she was way too sexy and hot.
It's true.
Mert was way too fine. I'm going to say Watson.
Yep.
I was going to say Mert, but that's her name on the show. You're not getting the joke.
Doesn't that make you crazy?
Mert. And I'm like,
it
no,
made
I
me
was.
Laugh. You said her name was Mert. It made me laugh.
He doesn't get it.
No. He doesn't. He also was going after Rach, and then he chickened out.
I know.
I did not chicken out. The joke was that she
one
said,
on me, and
that's
he's not,
not funny.
She said,
that's not funny at all. The fact that all this race stuff came out, and you're like, you were really into it a minute ago.
Yeah.
But then you saw her eyes, and you're like, because
yes,
Colonel Day sells jeans. I don't know.
She said that the setup looked cool.
The little man inside just went,
and then
abort,
he said,
abort,
just
abort,
to clarify,
abort.
You think
too,
this is cool.
Just to stick up for her. I said, that does sound cool. I didn't know where we were going in the story.
We have to take a break.
Ethel Mert. No, he's sulking.
Mert was funny. It made me laugh.
Because her name is Mertz on the show, I didn't finish it because I was realizing I was saying her character name.
I know. Mert is still funny. It's a funny word.
Mert.
We got to stop arguing over what is funny.
Am I doing this?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.